shifters once again for joining us, light guardians, dreamers within this holographic matrix. This is Brendan, aka Wolf, aka Skull Babylon, welcoming you to another very exciting, inspirational broadcast that we do here through ParadigmShiftCentral.com, a real-world interactive game to be able to help assist with the shift in consciousness by building a global team of shifters, a global team of people who are actively helping assist with the shift in consciousness. So for those of you who are tuned in on YouTube, for those of you listening to this in the future, wherever you are, whenever you are, thank you so much. Please feel free to drop some 1111s, show some love, and thank you guys just for holding space, for being here once again. And so as we get into this, I will give you guys the basic introduction as to what to be able to expect from tonight's broadcast, while at the same time also inviting you to be able to use this moment to be able to invite others to tune in, to let others know that we are live. I know last week with the big 1111 broadcast, we had a staggering, at one point, 200 people tuned in live, which was beautiful and perhaps a bit of an anomaly. So for those of you who are here this week live, bonus points to you guys for coming back. And so for tonight's meditation, really feeling in theme with the energies of the time, the theme for tonight is going to be rest and relaxation. And so, again, coming off the big broadcast that we did last week, that was just like really high energy, you know, opening hearts, opening minds, making people cry. That's beautiful in itself. And for this broadcast, it's going to be equally as beautiful in its own way. I wouldn't tell you to expect quite the exact same thing, but the value of what you get out of this meditation is how you show up to it. And so me being here facilitating this space together, we're co-creating the opportunity to, very simply put, connect with ourselves, connect with community, and that is the ceremony. And so for some people, you know, regardless of what the actual meditation is, just the idea of being here together as community is what brings people here. I know. So thank you for being here, for connecting as a team, as a tribe, as a community. And as we get ready to get into this, please feel free to leave a message in the YouTube chat for where you guys are tuned in from. That's always a very beautiful thing. Where are you anchored in across the grid? So as I get into explaining this a little bit more, I would just again remind you to please feel free to share this broadcast in the future otherwise. And I'll give you a brief introduction of what to be able to expect, and then we're going to get right into the actual practice of the meditation. And so after you've shared the link, even just inviting you to begin to prep your space, meaning to be able to find the place where you're going to be able to sit comfortably. Though for this one, the option is there for you to be able to lie down. That's going to be, in some ways, actually, I'm kind of on the fence because I almost want to tell you to lie down. I think we'll do that. Lying down will be the primary way to do this one, and sitting will be the optional method. But again, whatever's comfortable for you. Perhaps some people like to listen to this while taking a walk through the woods. You never know. So again, just a quick overview for those of you who may be entirely new to the Paradigm Shift Central project. What we do here, we are building a team of people helping shift consciousness. We've been doing this, literally, it's been over 10 years since this project began. And again, that project began with the intention of helping accelerate the shift, helping bring together a team, knowing that our actions can make a difference, knowing that inspiration is one of the most powerful resources that we have, that we can share. And so as we continue to evolve this project, you are invited to be able to tune in for our ongoing broadcasts, of course, the meditations that we do here every Sunday, as well as our team roundtables that we do every Thursday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the next broadcast for Thursday, just to give you guys a heads up, get you guys a little bit excited about what to be able to expect, is actually going to be a Paradigm Shift open mic evening. So it's going to be a little bit different. We've done this before, very chill, and very much just an opportunity for you, the community members, to be able to hold the talking stick to share your talents, to share your voice, to share your music, to share your poetry, your flowetry, perhaps even a short story. So start thinking about that now. Like, literally approach it from the idea of, let's assume that you are going to be on air and you are going to say something. What would you share? What would you do? And so between now and then, inviting you to be able to create some art, create some poetry, do whatever you would like to do. And of course, even just being there, holding space, listening, that is equally appreciated as well. And so in addition to that, the next broadcast after that is Destiny School. And the topic for that, which is what we do once every month, is going to be on AI and future technologies. So that one's going to be an interesting one. And so bringing it back to the focus of this meditation, the purpose of this meditation, as I said, we're in an interesting time right now. This is, for those of you who've been paying attention, we've come out of this process of moving from, we've gone from like some really high energies, but at the same time, some really humbling energies. We've kind of shifted through this period of Jupiter moving into Sag, which is very powerful. And that's a lot to do with like higher vision and aspiration and messages of consciousness shifting, potential reaching into all of our lives. And in addition to this, recently, within the last few days, within the last week, we've once again stepped into dun 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 Mercury retrograde, Mercury Gatorade, as some of us like to call it. So Mercury retrograde, for those of you who aren't familiar, is a very powerful opportunity to be able to remind ourselves of the importance of slowing down, to be able to remind ourselves of the importance of being able to look at how things are going, to reevaluate things at where we need be, and to not force ourselves beyond ourselves. And if we try that, sometimes the universe has a way of, as I said, humbling us. And so I just want to be able to give you guys just a little bit, this is like a little bit of side information, but I want to be able to share with you guys some context, because, you know, we're friends here, and I want you to be able to understand not only what's happening within this broadcast, but what's happening outside of these broadcasts, within my personal life and everything like that. And short story right here, but to be able to, you know, give you guys the invitation to be able to send some good vibes, quite frankly, things have shifted a little bit on my end in terms of the Mercury retrograde. Very interestingly enough, my mom actually broke her leg, not super seriously. It's like the tibia in the back of her knee, but enough that it's, you know, immobilized her, and now she's in a wheelchair. And so a lot of my time is shifting into this process of where I'm going to be helping her throughout the day and doing what I need to do, doing extra chores, where I'm going to be walking the dog full time, waking up early each time, whereas before, you know, we would be sharing that and just doing the things any son would do for their mother in this situation. And so inviting you guys to be able to send some good vibes. But it was interesting because she literally broke her leg on the start of Mercury retrograde, and I totally had a premonition of it. It was she slipped on ice and everything. So, but again, please feel free to send her some good vibes. Her name is Susan, and yeah, you know, wishing her a healthy recovery, and at the same time inviting myself to be able to see the silver lining in this. This is going to be a good opportunity for me to be able to connect with her in some more, you know, again, in these like humbling ways, but really seeing how I can show up as a good son for her in this moment. So just want to be able to share that with you guys, just because, like, in addition to this broadcast, that is going to be something that will play in with how I'll be able to show up for the project in some ways. I'm still always going to continue to do the best I can. For example, tomorrow when we do our regular tarot broadcast, that may get pushed back because I'm going to be taking her to the doctor's office and stuff like that. So just letting you guys know that things may kind of move around and everything, but nonetheless, things are still on track. And yeah, thank you guys again for sending all the good vibes. So in addition to that, just reminding you guys that before we get into this broadcast, a huge shout out to everyone who is subscribing on YouTube. We're literally almost at 10,000 subscribers on YouTube. You can see it on the screen right now. We're at like 9,800 and what are we, 9,000, 990. Wow, we will quite possibly pass 10K during this broadcast. All you have to do is invite a few friends. And in addition to all the success that we're having reaching new people through YouTube, the Patreon is continuing to go up, and a huge for those of you supporting on Patreon. Again, reminder, the Patreon supporters are contributing to support the project with monthly micro donations. All of these broadcasts that we do for the community, we're doing these, we're providing them for free, you know, but the value is very high. You know, even last broadcast, so the 11/11 broadcast, if you didn't listen to that, go check it out. The value for those are very high. You know, people, if they were paying for that, who knows what they would have paid, right? There would have been some people who would have paid like $1,000 for that, theoretically, right? But we're focused on being able to provide that for the community to make it accessible, regardless of whatever monetary state a person might be in, because the content's important, the inspiration is important. And so the Patreon supporters help make that possible by allowing me to continue to focus on this as my full-time devotion, as my full-time job. And so just inviting you guys to be able to check out the Patreon while you're listening to this broadcast or afterwards on YouTube. If you look up in the top right corner, there's a little circle thing, you'll see it. If you click that, that will take you right to the Patreon. And again, that's a monthly micro donation of $3 to $10. And one of the ways that you guys can help with this project is by letting your friends know about the project and also letting them know about the Patreon. That's something I'm asking for help on, inviting you guys to be able to help invite people to support on the Patreon. So we're currently at 157 with a monthly micro earning of 897. And again, the donations go through at the end of each month. So our target goal is to get about 40 new signups each month. And so far, I think we've got about like, maybe about like 13 or 14-ish right now. So inviting you guys to be able to help out with that. Again, even if you're not able to join the Patreon yourself yet, you can still invite people to be able to join in. Let them join in and be like, hey, it's a great way to be able to support the project, to be able to help us put your vote with money towards something. And of course, the Shifter Booster Kits are also available to those who sign up for Team Patreon. And reminder for those of you who already signed up and already have your Light Guardian Crystal to be able to bring it with you into these meditations. And so just showing that on screen. Again, these are tools, talismans, and toys, and make great Christmas presents. And in addition to the Patreon, these are also available at thequestitemshop.com. Links also in the info. And of course, last plug, and then we're right into the meditation. Sign up on the Patreon, you get your Shifter Booster Kit, which is a laminated free hug signs. And of course, the shift buttons, just a lot of you already know this routine, but again, the shift buttons are consciousness shifting buttons that have the Paradigm Shift Central website on the side. Again, within the context of this being a real world game, these are quest items within the game that give you the ability to evoke synchronicity where you are, to give these to people. You give these to people, it will connect them to the project. It will connect them to the community. And it's a very powerful gift. It's a very holographic gift. And again, there's lots of different symbols on them. Sacred geometry, Eye of Ra, free hugs, psychedelic art from community members. And again, the package itself is an incredible value, and you can get that through the Patreon, and we do it in a way that makes it affordable. So even if you're not able to, you know, afford a Light Guardian Crystal on its own, you can still sign up for the Patreon. Minimum would be, again, even $3, and you would still be able to get it. And we've created this awesome method because, again, this is about getting you guys the tools to be able to help anchor in the grid, to be able to help you evoke synchronicity. And again, thank you so much, everyone, for being a part of that formula. It's very powerful. So check out the Patreon afterwards if you haven't yet, and please feel free to sign up when you get the chance. And of course, message me if you have any questions. Last thing, remind you guys to be able to join the team Discord chat. That's at discord.com or tinyurl.com/paradigmshiftchat. Links in the info. We hang out there during the week. There's a lot going on there. That's kind of the primary place between here and YouTube and my Instagram where a lot is happening. It's a great place to be able to connect with people, even find people in your location. So inviting you guys to be able to join there. So thank you again, everyone. We got about 30 people tuned into the broadcast. Let's get right into this meditation. Thank you for allowing me to bring you guys up to speed. And Mystic Spider-Man on Instagram would be the only other thing. So that's all good. Perfect. All right. Huge shout out to those of you in the chat. Shout out, I'm just going to give some names in the shout outs to the chat. Shout out to Summer. Shout out to Luna, Tam, Unicorn, to Shauna, to Gemini Artist, to Abundance Yoga and Massage, to Justin. Thank you, Justin, for being here. So many new faces, so many people have been here for quite a while. Shout out to Nikki, Amanda, and also probably Arita and Cola, Granola. And did I say Unicorn already? I think I might have. And Ramon McLean and Black Mage and My Fiery End. And we got Jihao Coach. And we also got Atom, and I think I already said Black Mage, and Benny G, and Jenna. And if there are any others, and Madeline, thank you so much. And if there are any others, and Sebastian, if there's any others I might have missed, thank you to all of you as well. So sweet, awesome. Thank you guys so much for doing this. Drop some 1111s in the chat if you guys are ready to move into this meditation. So again, within the context of this meditation, this is going to be an opportunity for us to be able to practice relaxing. And relaxation is a practice in itself. It is an art in itself. And it's something that we need to really think about the value of it. You know, in terms of how much we're like going and going and going. And throughout the day, there's a lot of energy moving through our bodies. We're engaging and everything like that. And then at the end of the night, if we can create a little ceremony for ourselves to get better at relaxing, that's going to allow the energy to kind of not build up in our body as tension, which in itself can physically manifest as stress. And so what we're going to be able to do through this process, this is really going to be really about you. We're all doing this broadcast together. We're all doing this meditation together, but this meditation is really going to be about you. So I'm not really even going to tell you too much about what it's not. This one isn't going to be like a super story oriented one. There will be a context. There will be a bit of a story, but it'll be quite simple and it won't even be too long. So what we'll do, just to give you a basic run through, and as I'm doing this, please feel free to get yourself set up, you know, get your get a pillow if you're lying down on your bed. Again, I'm encouraging you to lie down for this one. And what we're going to do, we're going to do some very gentle stretches in the next moment. And then from there, we're going to get into the meditation. We're going to do the body scan where we relax our body. And from there, we are, I'm almost trying to think. I don't even really think I need to say too much, honestly. There's going to be some visualization, some breathing techniques. And I'd rather just kind of let it unfold naturally for you guys. I don't want to spoil it for you. So it'll be relaxing. Spoilers. So relaxing and resting. Again, rest is so important. Rest is a part of the breath, right? The inhale and the exhale. So especially following up on last week's 11-11, which was like, whoa, that was so intense. Now let's practice playing the other side of that pendulum where we can just really relax. And as we do that, really seeing that as an act of love for the earth, as an act of global compassion. By taking care of ourselves, we are able to be able to show up for others. So this still is like a similar intention to last week, but we're really just turning all that love right back to ourselves, which is such a powerful and beautiful thing. So with that said, let me just double check. Seeing lots of 1111s in the chat. Looks like you guys are ready. You guys are here. Thank you so much. And so again, last thing I'll just mention is this is a practice. And from my own background of like playing hockey and, you know, being a captain for a hockey team for many years of my life, and then basically applying that from this to this, I've kind of talked about this before. You can think of this as a hockey practice, as a practice. This is like running a drill and you get better at it as you do it. This is about creating the space for yourself to learn, to grow, to familiarize yourself, and then to be able to continue this practice beyond this moment on your own, to integrate it, to embody it. So we're here as a team, a hockey team, kind of shifter team. And this is all just practice. So thank you for showing up and for being here. So at this moment, before we lie down, just inviting you to do some simple stretches. I'm not even really going to tell you what particular stretches to do, but just encouraging you to physically stand up and to physically move your body. The only thing I'll just tell you is like even just do some like gentle body energetics. So literally just like shake, even just like right now. Just kind of like shake your shoulders, shake your arms, gently kind of just like move your neck. Don't do like a full rotation for the neck, even just like side to side. And then just stretching your arms up in the air, moving around.
Getting that lactic acid, moving out of the position that it might have been sitting in for a while. And when you are nice and ready, even just focusing on your breath as you even do that, take some deep breaths. When you are ready, you may gently find a place for you to be able to lie down during this meditation. And if you do fall asleep during this meditation, that's okay. Again, we've done past meditations where, again, if you're new to this and you haven't checked out the past meditations, please go back and check those out. One of them we did was like a dream one where it like led you into the dream space. It was so epic. But if you fall asleep during this meditation, absolutely, it's okay. Oh, and MP3s for the past meditations are in the video info, Paradigm Shift Radio on iTunes. So lie down, find a place to relax, get a pillow, put it under your head. If you want to take another pillow, put it underneath your kneecaps, and then just be able to get yourself nice and ready, and I'll be here with you. And so, allow me to just get my tea, get some water going, and again, I'm totally, you know, I feel a lot of us are feeling this, you know, that rest is so important right now. And I know even for me, like, this is definitely like, yeah, I'm in a very restful, relaxive state too. So just kind of feeling the collective energies right now. But again, we need this rest so that we can show up. We got a full moon coming around the corner, right? So we do this so that we can continue to show up for what's next. All right, so let's get yourself nice and ready. I'm expecting the live chat to go pretty much silent at this point, because you guys are obviously going to be meditating. And yeah, other than that, thank you guys so much for being here. Thank you so much for being a part of this community, a part of this team. Let's continue to bring the inspiration from this practice out into our everyday lives. So I'm going to switch things over to the Paradigm Shift Sigil. And again, the sigil for this one won't really have a particular relevance to this broadcast, but just know that it's there. It's in your heart. It's a portal bringing forth energy into this beautiful story that we are co-creating together. And so, just making sure everything's good on my end. And it is. Perfect. All right. This meditation might be no more than 30 minutes. We'll see. But it won't be like an hour or whatever. So awesome. So let us begin this ceremony. Let us begin this practice. So again, if you haven't yet, inviting you to gently lie down, pillow under the head, pillow under the knees. And then slowly, just gently allow yourself to find a comfortable position for your hands, either by your side, gently across your hips, even holding your hands, whatever's comfortable for you. Perfect. And so let's begin. So thank you everyone for being here. Thank you everyone for being a part of this practice. Thank you, everyone, for showing up to this space together. So inviting you to begin simply by closing your eyes if you haven't yet. And we will begin simply by connecting with the breath. And then we will scan the body. And then we will do a couple other practices. From there, we will bring ourselves into a forest-type setting. And then from there, the story will continue. So as we begin, let us connect to our breath together, synchronized. So gentle inhales through the nose. Gentle exhales through the nose or the mouth. Again, gentle inhales. Gentle exhales through the nose or the mouth.
continuing to breathe even in this moment, reflecting on the intention of rest and relaxation. How well can you rest? How quickly can you relax? There is no race here, yet you may be surprised to find that with the simple intention, relaxation can come to you quite easily. So as we continue to breathe here, let us bring our awareness to the space between the breaths just for a few moments. So again, breathing together, gentle inhales. Hold it just for a second, and gentle exhales through the nose or the mouth. Again, gentle inhales. Hold it. Gentle exhales. And just continue to allow the rhythm of the breath to naturally unfold. And slowly now, we'll begin gently practicing relaxing the body by scanning the body as we have done in past meditations for those of you who are familiar. Yet this time, even noticing how your intention may allow this practice to be even more effective. And so what we will do, we will gently move our awareness through the body. And with each place that we focus on, use your imagination to imagine warm, white light moving into those spaces of your body. And so as you breathe, you'll be able to feel this light, this warmthness has its own rhythm, has its own breath. And so breathing here together, let us gently begin by bringing our awareness to our feet, to our shins, and to our knees. And as well as bringing relaxation to any parts of these bodies, let us bring a sense of healing as well to our body. In the same way how in the past broadcasts we literally did Reiki energy healing on the earth, throughout this practice, think about how you are doing the exact same thing to your body, to yourself. Seeing your body as an extension of the earth. Love it just as much as you did the earth, as you do the earth. So continuing, bringing your awareness to your feet, your shins, and your knees. Gently allow your feet, your shins, and your knees to gently relax. Good. Continuing along, gently bring your awareness up to your thighs, up to your hip, up to your groin. And gently allow your thighs, your hips, and your groin to gently relax. Perfect. Noticing your body as a whole becoming relaxed. Trying not to fall asleep. Figuring out what that feels like for you, but again, if you do, that's totally okay. Bring your awareness next up to your stomach, your lower back, your entire torso, and gently allowing your stomach, your lower back, your torso to gently relax. Moving your awareness up to your chest, to your back, to your shoulders, breathing in, feeling this white light being moved as you focus your imagination, thinking and reflecting on the energy healing you are doing for yourself right now, sending love to every single cell in your body,
the intention to rest and relax, knowing that it is within the resting process that the healing takes place. So allowing your chest, your back, and your shoulders to relax. Bringing your awareness to your biceps, your elbows, your forearms, and your hands. With your breath, moving the energy there. Allowing your biceps, your elbows, your forearms, and your hands to gently relax. Perfect. Noticing what your body feels like right now. Taking note of the subtleties. Taking note of any slight electrical sensations moving through your body. Feeling your body almost floating on your surface of your bed, if that's where you are resting. Continuing to keep our focus, bringing our awareness next up to our throat, to our back of our neck, to our jaw, allowing our throat, the back of our neck, and our jaw to gently relax. Good. Bringing our awareness next to our tongue. If you want to keep the tongue on the top of your mouth, if it's there, that's fine. Otherwise, gently relax your tongue. Bringing your awareness to your cheeks as well, and even to your nose. Again, allowing your tongue, your cheeks, and your nose to gently relax. Bringing our awareness up next to our eyes, our eyelids, our eyebrows. Gently allowing our eyes, our eyelids, and our eyebrows to gently relax. Bringing awareness to our ears, to the back of our head, to the top of our head, and to our forehead. And allowing our ears, the back of our head, the top of the head, and our forehead to gently relax. Perfect. And so as you continue to breathe, you bring this awareness throughout your entire body, really just feeling the love that you are giving to your body. In the same way as if you were doing energy healing on a friend or a partner on a table right now or on a bed, really seeing yourself as that beloved in this moment, really seeing yourself from the perspective of pure love, and really pouring that intention into this moment for yourself, loving yourself deeply within this moment, and not only projecting that, but also receiving it, feeling it. And so feel it in your chest right now as you continue to breathe. And so with the body more relaxed at this point, taking note of what it feels like, you may almost feel a disassociation from your body. Your body may feel lighter. And so moving through this practice, the next exercise that we are going to do is quite simple. What I want you to do is I want you to imagine the idea of letting any worries that you may have in this moment, anything that may be causing you quote-unquote stress, to imagine it being absorbed by your pillow. So imagine your pillow is this magical object in this moment. And through this story, I want you to feel what that's like. Direct yourself through that process of imagining your stress to gently be absorbed by your pillow. So tell yourself this and make it so. And so that could correlate to any energy moving through your body, moving up into your pillow. And again, this is a magical pillow, so it is not literally being absorbed into the pillow. It is merely moving through the pillow and being dispersed into the etheric space of the cosmos. So you don't literally have to worry about cleaning your pillow after this. It is merely the story that is the purpose. So take a few more breaths here as you move any of the stress from your body, giving more space for you to relax as we move through this process. Feeling this moment as a little vacation for yourself. Creating that vibration, creating that context. Perfect. And so even in this moment, just inviting you to gently let yourself smile. Gently let a soft smile come over your face. Again, feeling what it feels like to be relaxed, feeling the joy of relaxation, letting go of any worries, simply being present, receiving the gift that you are creating for yourself in this moment, absorbing this as if you would a wonderful massage, an energetic massage. And so, next, what we will do, as we continue to lie comfortably on our bed, if that is where we are. Again, if you chose to sit up, it's totally cool too. What we are going to do next, as a practice to allow ourselves to relax, which is something you'll be able to do beyond this meditation, as with any of this, is I want you to gently listen first, but what you're going to do is you are going to squeeze your body, and then you're going to hold that, and then you're going to release it. And so, whether you're kind of energetically squeezing it or you're physically flexing your muscles, whatever's more comfortable for you, as you breathe here, I give you permission to begin doing this. So breathing in, synchronize it with the breath. As you breathe in, kind of flex and squeeze different parts of your body, even trying different parts of your body individually. So you can literally do this with your hands, you can literally do this with your shoulders, you can do this with your butt, with your buttocks, with your feet, even your toes. And then again, on the exhales, you release, you relax. And physiologically, this has an effect. Physiologically, this is something that you can do outside of your meditation during the day. The gentle squeezing, flexing, and relax. And you don't have to flex hard. Flex in a way that's comfortable for you, very softly, if anything. And just observe what this feels like. And so continue to do this with your breath. We'll do about 5 more together. So as we move into this, with a gentle inhale, squeeze, and exhale, relax. Again, gentle inhale, squeeze, like you're giving yourself a hug. Hug, hug, hug. Relax. Again, inhale, feeling like you're giving yourself a hug. Exhale, relax. 2 more repetitions. Inhale together. Inhale, squeeze, hug. Relax. So we'll do it again on the inhale. And the exhale, do slow breath. Breathe out slower than normal when you're ready.
And so exhale when you're ready, and really do a slow exhale, almost half the speed of your last breath. Feel that. Good. And so just connect with your breath here in this moment, and just play around with your breath. Notice how you can relax yourself as you relax your breath, as you change the speed of your breath. In a sense, you can almost bend time as you do this. As you change your breath, you allow the stillness to become more prominent, to become more felt. So finding a rhythm that's comfortable for you, returning to natural breathing as you wish. And so next, as you listen to my voice, what we are going to do is we are gently going to transition ourselves into the realm of our imagination, into the space of a forest, and it will be slightly before sunset. And so as you breathe in next, slowly begin bringing yourself into this space. Begin to use your imagination to create the world around you. And for those of you who are familiar with the practices we've done, using your senses to bring forth the richness of this space. Feeling the texture of the grass underneath your bare feet. Feeling the air on your skin. Hearing the sounds all around you. Even in this moment, doing something a little bit different, I invite you to imagine yourself crouching down and putting your hands on the earth. And as you do this, connecting your breath with that of the earth. So you can imagine right now, literally through the power of your thoughts, you can feel what it's like to put your hands on the earth. You feel the cool energy moving up through both your feet and your arms as you breathe here, creating the sacred space, the sacred moment as you breathe with the heart of the earth. In a sense, almost feeling primal in a way, very connected with the nature that you are. And so again, in this moment, what I invite you to do is to slowly begin the practice of imagining yourself exploring this forest while focusing on the idea of feeling comfortable being alone right now. Yes, we are doing this broadcast as a team, but within the context of where you are right now, imagine that there is no other human within a million miles. It is just you, and yet feel the joy in that. Feel the joy of the solitude, knowing that yes, it is just you, yet even still, you are with the nature, you are with the earth. You are with the insects, the birds, the animals, the water off in the distance that we will go to soon enough. And so breathe into this moment, focusing on the feeling of relaxation, focusing on the feeling of being on a vacation right now, so to speak, and just enjoying the solitude, enjoying being by yourself, knowing that this is an opportunity for you to enjoy your own company, to bring your love into your heart, to feel the wholeness of who you are. It's okay for you to still feel like you want other people's company. That is totally fine. Yet you are totally happy in this moment, simply being here in this forest on your own for the time. And so, as you continue to walk through this forest, imagine even touching any of the trees as you walk past them, feeling the leaves, smelling the air, even imagining going up to a particular tree and giving it a hug, feeling what that feels like, creating this context, connecting with your breath. Your body is incredibly light right now. You are incredibly relaxed. And in the background of this story, for all the moments that you are here, you are also inviting in any healing into your body, allowing it to naturally happen, connecting with the medicine of the nature. And so knowing that this forest is something that you can explore much more beyond this meditation, and of course, literally within your physical dimension, you can literally recreate this, of course. You continue to walk through the forest, and you take a moment here to just be able to take note of the sun up in the sky. Even just taking a moment to look at the sun and breathe this into your heart. You see the sun as it flickers through the leaves in the tree. And you breathe with a nice, gentle, deep breath. And you feel the sun, even imagining that feeling when you close your eyes and yet you're still facing the sun and you can feel the sun on your eyeballs. You know that feeling? Feeling that. Feeling the love of the sun. Knowing that it is you. That the light is you. That you are playing the purpose of this physical experience, yet beneath the surface, the subconscious, beneath the subtleties, you know the bigger story. That you are the light, dancing in this human form. And so just bringing that awareness into your heart, allowing that to continue to invite you to further relax, to further be in peace in this moment. And so knowing that the sun will continue to be there, you continue to walk through the forest, and up ahead you find what is known as a labyrinth path. And what this is a small path laid out with stones on the ground in a spiral circle. And what you are going to do is you are going to gently imagine yourself mindfully walking this spiral path that is no more than 15 feet wide. For those of you who aren't familiar. And I want you to bring your awareness to the intention of being able to imagine yourself taking one mindful step at a time. And for the next few bits, the next few moments, the next little bit, your practice is to literally keep your focus on your breath in the background and taking one mindful step at a time. And if your thoughts are also kind of moving through other things, and again, just reflecting on gratitude, that's totally okay. But for the practice of focus, I invite you to see what it feels like, imagining yourself starting now,
to see how well you can take one step at a time and what that feels like. There is nothing else that you need to worry about in this moment. There is nowhere else that you need to be. Your purpose in walking the spiral path that reaches the middle and then you will walk back is to be able to practice connecting with yourself, to practice connecting with your focus, to practice connecting with this present moment, and through that to be able to practice the slowness, the mindfulness, and the relaxation of this process. And so literally you can even imagine stepping heel to toe, almost as if you're imagining yourself walking, balancing on a small line. And let that be your focus. Let that be where you have your attention for the time being. And so for the next few moments, I will invite you to literally walk this labyrinth path, and you will imagine yourself walking to the middle. And once you get to the middle, you can do what feels right for you. You can do a stretch, you can take another deep breath, you can say a little prayer to yourself. And then you will slowly walk back the way you came and return to where you are at the entrance of the labyrinth. And so I will stop talking for the next few moments. It won't be that long, literally just a minute if that. And again, just do this as a gift to yourself to see what it feels like when you slow things down. When you give yourself one mindful thing to focus on, and to observe what that feels like, and to maintain the feeling of gratitude in your heart, and to notice if your mind resists this, you can observe that as data, but to gently bring your focus back to your practice, one step at a time. So you are probably already well on your way along the path. I will allow you to continue this. You will reach the center, do what you feel appropriate to do, and then slowly walk back. Continue this practice for the next few moments, and I will return to guide you further. Go ahead. so just giving you a few more moments to complete the path of the labyrinth, the spiral path. And once you have reached the conclusion of the path, just take another moment to either gently reconnect with the earth, go down on your knees, focus on loving yourself. So just continue the next few moments, and if you've already finished, then just maintain holding your space, and we will continue after. So just a few more moments, go ahead. Take your time. So, as you reach the conclusion of the labyrinth path, you turn to it and you take a moment here to express your gratitude to it, to express your gratitude for this sacred path, one that has been practiced throughout eons as a simple meditation to be able to connect us to the spiral within us, to be able to remind us that there is no rush, and to be able to feel the benefits of being present in this moment, within our hearts, within our minds. Everything that you do within this practice is a practice of self-love. And again, as you love yourself, you are loving the earth, you are healing the earth, you are changing the story. And so take a moment here to just thank the labyrinth path, sending your blessings to it. And when you are ready, you can gently turn back to the forest as you walk further along into it. And so as you continue to explore the forest, again, bringing mindfulness even still to each step that you walk, feeling the grass underneath your feet every step that you walk, being slightly more aware now, you notice that as we slow down, we heighten our sensitivity of our senses. So after doing the labyrinth path, your senses are now more heightened. And as you walk this path, along it, you see several flowers, and not just any flowers, but in fact, your favorite flowers. And so as a practice, what I'm inviting you to do is to go up to each of the flowers and to take your time smelling them. And so literally within the power of your imagination, notice what this feels like. Can you literally bring forth the memory of the smell of a particular flower into your mind in this moment? What does a rose smell like? What does a tulip smell like? What does a magnolia smell like? And so just take this moment with your senses heightened and your sentences articulated. Continue to breathe in the smell of the flower while also focusing on gratitude. So with each breath that you breathe in, you are reminded literally of the fact that you are alive and that you have the ability to smell, that you have been given the gift to be able to be in this moment, to experience the world through the gift of your senses. Beautiful. So walk along the path, find a few more flowers. It can literally just be the same flower over and over again. Even if you want to smell literally just the trees, perhaps there's a pine tree, smell the pine tree. And again, as a practice, notice the power of your mind. When you run the thought program of a particular idea, how real can you make that? That is a part of the practice right now. How real does that flower smell for you? And associate that flower smell with a way to be able to relax. So you receive it as a gift. You breathe it in slowly. Gentle inhales. Gentle exhales. You thank each flower. You thank it for living its life, for showing up as a gift, to be able to be in front of you, to remind you of who you are, that you are the flower, that you are the flow, the flower. Aha. You are the flower of life. We are the flowers of life. And so you see the flower as an extension of the one source of the sun that we are. And so, leaving the flowers where they are, continuing to let them grow, but knowing you can return back to them, you continue to walk along your path. And as you walk along your path, slowly off in the distance, you begin to hear the sound of running water. You can begin to hear the sound of a stream nearby. And as you follow the sound of the stream, you soon arrive at a small, shallow river, as a small, shallow stream that is flowing before you. And as you approach the stream, inviting you to be able to get nice and close to it, to be able to walk right up to it, feeling the shift of the texture of the ground from soft grass to sand and dirt, and eventually to the stone on the bottom of the stream bed. Oops, sorry about that, guys. I had the wrong audio playing there. My mistake. That's why it wasn't working there. Recalibrating here. You are at the stream, and you can hear the stream. My apologies. And so, now that you can actually hear the water, as I bring up the magic of audio in the background, you can literally hear the water. There it is. Perfect. You reconnect with your breath. You bring ourselves back to the focus of this present moment. Any distractions that were previously passing have gone, like the water of the stream itself. And so, now in this moment, you are standing in the stream, and you are feeling the water running over your feet. You are feeling the water kissing your ankles and your shins. And what I invite you to do in this moment, when you are ready, is to literally slowly bring yourself down onto your bottom and literally sit down in the stream. To literally sit there so your bottom is now in the water as well. And when you are ready, I gently invite you to slowly imagine yourself lying down on your back so that you are now on the bottom of the stream floor, not under the water. It is a shallow stream, but the stream itself is holding you. Is holding this space with you, and you feel the water moving from the top of your head, the coolness of it. You feel it moving from the top of your head, kissing your neck, moving down your shoulders, moving down your arms, moving down your legs, down your toes. And you feel the relaxation that this sensation brings. And what makes this moment special is that as you spend these next few moments here, not only are you imagining yourself relaxing, but you are also knowing that this water is also cleansing and making room for healing. And so imagine that the water moves, and as it does, it moves any further stress or ailments or worries that may still be lingering in your body, and carries them down the stream. And so you connect in this moment. You connect with your breath. You connect with the texture of the water, with the stones on the bottom of the stream. And you imagine yourself as you are lying on your back, looking up to the sky as you see any clouds moving by. And even though you are welcome to imagine yourself closing your eyes, you can also use this moment to imagine seeing any shapes in the sky, shapes in the clouds, knowing that the clouds themselves are actually a way for spirit to be able to communicate with us, for our guides and our ancestors and our higher self, and for the earth itself to be able to communicate with us. And so you do not need to look for anything. Yet simply allow yourself, lying here in the river, to be open to receiving, while at the same time simply receiving the blessings of the water as it moves down your body, again bringing the richness of the sensations into your awareness. As you breathe, you feel your breath is cooler now, as a result of the water around you. You feel it moving over your body, moving the energy along with it, cleansing you in this space, and simply relaxing. And perhaps, given the context of the fact that this is our imagination, you are welcome to even imagine what it may feel like to gently be floating in the water, and perhaps even to allow your imagination to slowly guide you towards the idea of floating
down the stream, of allowing the water to move you, and allowing the current to guide you, knowing that you are safe and knowing that you are protected. And so for the next few moments, focusing on the idea that this is a practice for you to be able to enjoy the relaxation and the rest, working with the elements of the water to bring about cleansing and healing into this space. You breathe it into your heart. You feel the nurturing qualities of the water. And I invite you in this moment to also imagine, as well as physically, bring your hands into each other so that you are literally holding your own hand right now. You are holding your own hands right now. And I want you to almost imagine in a way that your hands are almost, again, the hands of a beloved. So hold your hand, feeling the company of yourself. Hold your hand, feeling the love that you have for yourself as you gently imagine yourself floating, lying in the stream, floating down the river, if you wish to imagine that. And so I will stop talking for the next few moments. And again, your practice, lying here in the stream, looking up into the sky. The colors of the sky begin to change as the sun moves closer to sunset. You see the purples and the blues and the reds and the golds shifting through the sky, allowing it to be as softly psychedelic as you choose to imagine it. So allow yourself to be in this sacred space, this sacred ceremony that you created for yourself. Continue to breathe, feeling the coolness of the water moving through your body, around your body, on your body, feeling the lightness of your body, feeling relaxed and feeling rested, knowing that through the time you spend here, you will come out of it feeling more rejuvenated, more lively, more grateful, more love. And so continue here for the next few moments. And then after this, we are almost done the meditation. So enjoy this. Really take it in. This is your little vacation. This is your little Zen space. This is your opportunity to connect with yourself and the elements and the context of this story, to relax deeply, to receive the healing and the nurturing of stillness. And so you feel gratitude for the water, you feel gratitude for the air, you feel gratitude for yourself, for the earth. And just be in this space. Allow yourself to reflect in whatever way feels natural for you, any emotions that you feel. And continue to rest here for the next few moments, and I will return back to gently guide you afterwards. So continue to breathe, continue to rest in this water. Enjoy. So just continue for the next few moments. Still got a little bit more time. Just enjoy. Take your time. So gently bringing your awareness to your breath, taking your time, bringing your focus into this present moment, allowing yourself to feel whatever it is you're feeling right now, just to be present with that sensation. Reflecting on the gratitude, reflecting on the magic of this space, the magic of this moment. Again, knowing that you can return to it at any time through the portal of your mind, through the portal of your heart. And slowly, when you are ready, gently you can imagine yourself releasing your hands, putting them down by your side, as you slowly sit yourself back up, gently sitting in the stream. And as you do this, you take your time to just look around, to just see everything around you, to feel the water with your fingers. In this moment, almost feeling as if you're just kind of coming down from a soft psychedelic trip, for those of you who are familiar with that context. And you see everything around you and it looks a little bit brighter. You feel a little bit more love for it. And again, even feeling more love for yourself, even reminding you to take your hands and hold them together, feeling the companionship that you create for yourself in this moment. And when you are ready, slowly at your own pace, inviting you to be able to stand up within the stream. And as you do this, imagining yourself standing a little bit taller from before. And off in the distance, aligned with the horizon of the stream, you can see the sun as it is close to setting. And so, still standing in the stream, I invite you to take the next few moments to look into the sun, to imagine yourself sun gazing. You are feeling even more relaxed and rejuvenated. You are feeling a heightened sense of awareness, yet at the same time, a degree of slowness to everything. And as you look into the sun, you breathe into your heart, and you feel, in a way, almost very similar to how Neo would feel dodging bullets.
that acute awareness of every moment, feeling time bending, feeling the slowness, and yet knowing that there is always something happening. That even in the stillness, there is always breath. And so imagine yourself looking into the sun in this moment, breathing that into your heart, feeling the sun reaching into your eyes, into your breath, into your heart, feeling it connecting you down into your feet as the water still moves around your ankles. Connecting into the earth, imagining yourself even stretching with your arms above your head in this moment. Taking a couple more breaths here, gentle inhales, breathing in the sun while breathing in the water, breathing in the earth, breathing in the air, all the elements. And gently relax. Again, gentle inhale. Gentle exhale. Feeling the gratitude for the nature, feeling your gratitude for yourself. You are the nature, you are the elements, expressing itself in this human form. And as the sun slowly sets, you imagine yourself bringing your hands up to your heart. You turn your awareness back to the gratitude for showing up to this practice. Again, reminding yourself that simply by being here, you have nurtured yourself. You have this gift. You did this. You chose to show up. You have given yourself this love. And so thank yourself. Thank yourself for showing up and for being here and for practicing loving yourself. Your most important companion is you. Breathe in this truth. Breathe in this moment. Perfect. And with the sun setting beyond the horizon, slowly when you're ready, you gently exit the stream, taking, similar to the labyrinth, a slowness with your steps, feeling the pebbles underneath your feet, feeling the joy of the water as it kisses your ankles, and then the joy of feeling the dirt again as you touch the shore, and then eventually stepping up onto the grass. And in this moment, to conclude this meditation, as the sun is now setting, you find a tree to sit next to with your back to the trunk. And with the sound of the creek now off in the distance, you begin to bring a conclusion to this practice as you feel the tree trunk against your back. You feel and you observe your relaxation in this moment. You feel the difference of this practice. You feel the love within your heart. You feel a deeper connection with your breath. And most importantly, you feel a strong sense of knowing, a strong sense of courage, understanding that this calmness, that this gratitude has the ability to help guide you through whatever stories are still ahead of you. When you maintain this degree of presence, you are like Neo dodging the bullets. So allow that to be brought into your heart with a sense of purpose and a sense of embodiment and a sense of inspiration. You have leveled up simply by taking part in this practice. You have reminded yourself of the skills that you have always had. That slow is fast. And so when you can understand that, you can allow that wisdom to guide you. Presence is the ultimate gift that we can give ourselves. And so bring yourself into the breath, feeling even now how you are breathing, noticing that maybe you are breathing naturally slower. Feeling the gratitude in your heart, feeling the trunk of the tree against your back, feeling the earth underneath your root, feeling the connection to the sky up above. And as you breathe here, slowly, we will gently begin to transition ourselves back to the awareness of our physical body. Taking a few more breaths, and as you do, reflecting on the journey that you just went on. Reminding ourselves of what we did. The gentle stretches, relaxing the body with the imagination. Allowing our worries to be absorbed through our magic pillow, squeezing and releasing, being at peace while being alone in the forest, finding the labyrinth and taking the mindful steps, focusing on loving ourselves, smelling the flowers, breathing in the gratitude, finding the stream and receiving the nurturing gifts of the water, allowing the water to run over us, and feeling the gift of our own hands, and rising to feel the rejuvenation from this practice, and connecting with the sun, and reminding us that we are that light. Right up to this moment where you have sat down with your back against this tree. And as this practice comes to an end, the story ultimately continues. As you continue to bring this presence into your days beyond this, into your interactions. Gentle breaths. So just a couple more breaths here. Gentle inhale. Gentle exhale. One more together. Gentle inhale. Gentle exhale. As we love ourselves, we love each other. As we love each other, we love the earth. And so, slowly when you are ready, gently bringing your awareness back to your physical body. As you gently wiggle your toes and gently wiggle your fingers. And when you are ready, gently opening up your eyes and returning your awareness to the space around you. Just take your time here. Continuing to breathe, giving yourself permission to maintain the pace of this relaxation with you, coming out of this meditation, almost feeling kind of again like that psychedelic afterglow, and yet feeling right now, feeling the expansion of the heart, feeling the lightness in the body, feeling the love that you've poured into this moment for you and for all of us. Welcome back. So thank you again for everyone for showing up to another beautiful practice here together as a team. For those of you who, of course, are on YouTube, inviting you to leave your thoughts and comments into the chat. No rush. Don't feel like you need to jump right in the chat right after the meditation. That's not what I'm asking. Take a few moments here. I'll chat for a bit. I'll read any comments on air. For those of you who just want to express any gratitude as well, please do. And again, we'll read those comments on air. And of course, yeah, your feedback is always greatly appreciated. I'd love to know how that was for you guys. So good. That was enjoyable for me as well. Something always magical about being able to connect with water. Water is such a healing thing, you know. We kind of overlook how precious it is. We take showers every day, but that in itself can be a very healing thing. So go find that stream and just, you know, lay in it next chance you get when the weather's right. So everything that we just did in this meditation, you can literally recreate in the physical dimension. So please feel free to invite yourself to do that. Cola Granola says, thank you. Summer Dawn says, gratitude, now in my child position, entering my heart space and feels with loving vines and filled with loving vines. And Tam's going to bed. Good night, Tam. Yeah, of course, guys. If you guys are like ready to go to bed, go right to sleep. Allow this to just kind of segue right into your sleep. Don't even spend much time on the computer. Literally, you can turn it off now. That's fine. Go right to sleep. We're about to conclude the broadcast anyways. So thank you again, everyone, so much for being here. A couple more of vibes. That's what Summer said. And my heart space is filled with loving vibes. Nikki, namaste. Nikki says, namaste. Sebastian, despite being a fellow Cancer, I always forget how at home it makes me feel when I reconnect with water. Awesome, Sebastian. Happy to hear. Yes. Awesome. Autumn says, nice water theme. Instead of laying in a creek, I fell into an endless, watery, blissful abyss. Very cool. Again, it's always exciting to know that you guys, you know, the journey becomes your own as your imagination kind of goes where it is. Davina says, thank you, infinite love and gratitude from the bottom of my heart, love, light, and blessings. So thank you again, everyone, so much for being here. And as always, tune in for more. Make sure that you're subscribed to the YouTube channel. Join us again for our next broadcast, team broadcast, on Thursday. Again, that will be the Paradigm Shift open mic night. That will be pretty exciting. It'll be a pretty chill, high vibe night. And as always, if you haven't yet, please feel free to check out the Patreon. Again, if you really enjoy what we're doing here and you value what you're doing here, your contributions through the Patreon continue to help this reach more people. So it's paying it forward. It's helping us continue to share this gift with more people. And of course, you can do that directly by sharing this link with other people. Invite them to be able to tune in for these broadcasts. Any support, all of your support, is greatly and equally appreciated. So whether you're signed up for the Patreon or whether you're simply here, it is all equally appreciated. So awesome. Abundance Yoga says, I have been channeling since I was a little girl, yet this is the first time I feel you have. Anyone has channeled me. Cool. Thank you, Abundance. Cola, water is my happy place. Yes, likewise. Black Mage, much love. Thank you, Gemini Artist. Night, everyone. Good night. Summer, namaste. Love lights. Thanks so much. Love the connection and the trees and water. Black Mage, it's hard for me to not end up in the universe. And Davina is asking, Thursday. So again, Thursday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, same time that we started the meditation. So the link will be up for that on my YouTube. And again, you can go to live.paradigmshiftcentral.com and you'll see it there, plus the countdown timer. That makes it easy for some people. And of course, you can follow me on Instagram at Mystic Spider-Man to be able to get the updates there. And again, the links for that, plus much more, are in the info for this YouTube video, including the links for the Patreon at patreon.com/Brendan Culleton. And yeah, thank you guys so much for being here, for holding space. I wish you a pleasant rest of your day, evening, you know. Again, allow all of this meditation that we did. You can practice this on your own. You can practice this before going to sleep. Before going to sleep, imagine yourself back in that creek bed. Imagine what that feels like. Do the squeeze and release method. Use the technique of like feeling your worries being absorbed by your pillow. Using the breath, connecting with the breath. These are all practices for you. So I'm just reminding you of what's already available for you. So there you go. So it is an honor and a privilege and a duty for me to be able to be here with you guys once again. And I'll see you guys in the live chat. Again, in the Discord channel, that's at tinyurl.com/paradigmshiftchat. Links in the YouTube info as well. And again, you can find all the MP3s at Paradigm Shift Radio on iTunes. And also the links are in the info for the YouTube video. So please feel free to leave any feedback that you guys have afterwards, those of you listening in the future. If you haven't yet, be sure to smash that like button on YouTube. That does help. It helps more people see it. So if you haven't, if you're tuned in live, be sure to smash that like button. And congratulations, everyone, on reaching 10K subscribers. Like, I think we're like one or two short, but I'm more or less counting it. So huge shout out. And we're at 11:11 right now, Eastern Standard Time. So that's a perfect sync there. Good time to wrap it up. So wonderful, wonderful job, team. Namaste. Thank you so much. And again, let's keep continuing to bring these vibes with us. Embody this. Bring it out. Bring this calmness, this rest and relaxation into the world. There's a lot going on in the world right now, and the benefits of rest allow us to show up so that we can stand up even taller as we do within the story. So very powerful stuff. So thank you again, everyone, for all that you do. And so again, reminding you that the shift is you. Go out there, spark those conversations, lead by example, create a paradigm shift community in your location, open-minded discussion, meditation circles, connect more at paradigmshiftcentral.com, and join us on the Discord there. Message me anytime. And yeah, thanks for kicking butt. Thanks for being here. Thanks for doing the work. Thanks for leveling up. So that is it for this broadcast. I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to get some good rest, and tomorrow is a new day. It beckons us. So let's continue to show up with deep gratitude, deep love, and beautiful potential together as a team. So keep telling your friends about my YouTube channel. Keep inviting them to the project. Thank you guys again so much. And as always, keep it shifty, and I will see you guys in the future. Yay. All right. Much love, everyone. See you soon. Peace and wholeness.